Hey Aaron, how's it going?
Sorry.
Aaron, you've obviously had a chance to face Vic Fangio defenses in recent years. What stands out to you about some of the defenses he runs?
Well, they're very, very well coached, obviously. They have good scheme recognition and good disguise. I always said, you know, San Fran had a lot of moving pieces, but they always seem to be very well prepared and wasn't any mental errors or breakdowns in the back end.
Are you able to identify any common threads in a couple of the losses to the 49ers when you went up against those Ds?
Yeah, they outscored us.
Aaron, can you remember another off season longer than this one? What's it been like waiting to get back on the field after the way last year ended?
Every off season is nice and long. You know, I think everybody enjoys their time off, and I enjoy the heck out of my time off. So it's fun to be back in it. We love what we do, and love this time of year when things are starting up. But nobody minds the off season.
Is it to anybody's advantage that when you faced Vic, it's been a lot of times to start the season when you've got maybe a little more prep time?
Oh, I don't know. I think that unscouted looks on both sides. You know, we only play our first team offense, I think less than 50 snaps. So I don't know if you can take a lot of the, that film and really apply it a whole lot. And they obviously did some different things in the preseason. So that's what the preseason is. You know, it's not a lot of real football. There's not a lot of stuff that carries over. There's a lot of unscouted looks when you get out there. It's the same people, but I'm sure they'll have a plan and they've been able to work on it for a while. And They'll be ready.
Aaron, over the years, have you been able to develop a pretty good relationship with Cutler?
We haven't kept in touch a whole lot in the off seasons, but he's a busy dad now. I've always enjoyed competing against Jay and have a good respect for him as a player and a person.
As someone who knows how tough it is to play quarterback in the NFL, do you think that sometimes Cutler gets too much criticism?
You know, can I just say one thing real quick? That's
sure.
The second time you've cut me off there. You know, if you want me to answer your questions, I appreciate it if you let me finish my answers. Thanks. Go ahead, ask your question.
Well, I'm sorry, we can't hear you. It's really low. I apologize. But my question just was, as someone that knows how tough it is to play the quarterback position, do you feel like sometimes Cutler gets too much criticism?
I think that's on you guys. Who cover him all the time. I don't think he cares a whole lot about that either way.
Aaron, as you've tracked Devontae's development, what stands out to you first about his skill set and then also about his sort of charisma that he plays with?
Yeah, he has a lot of confidence. He's a second-year player. He did some good things last year. He had a good attitude throughout the year as he was up and down with his targets per game. He had a couple big games where he had a lot of targets and a lot of yards, a couple games where he didn't really do a whole lot. So he stayed in it mentally, did a good job, did what we asked him to do, and he's had a really nice offseason.
What does he do best?
He runs well and he catches the ball well.
Aaron, it seems like your familiarity with the Bears defense, even in the heyday of the cover two with Urlacher and then Briggs, was a big part of your success. Is there any trepidation at all, kind of having a little bit of the unknown now facing the Bears with a defense that nobody knows much about?
Yeah, it's a little different looking at them. As you know, it's not really any of the same personnel. You go down the list, there's not the guys you played against. With the recent departure of Tim Jennings and Peanut being gone, and obviously Urlacher and Briggs, we have Peppers now. So there's really not a whole lot of guys who played. Over the years of my starting. So that's different. It's a different staff. Coach Fox and Coach Fangio, very, very well-respected, good football coaches. So it'll be a different adjustment period as there was some adjustment when Lovey was gone and they brought in Mel. So.
You mentioned adjustment. Is it going to be weird to see Jared Allen as an outside linebacker and having faced him so much? Are there things about him that you think will make him an okay fit there?
Yeah, Jared's an athletic guy. He's always had good foot quickness, and that's kind of allowed him to rush so well off the edge as defensive end. But you know, they're 3-4 in base, and you know, they're more, you know, more 4-3 in sub as most of the, you know, the odd front teams are. So, you know, we'll see how much he's out in space, but yeah, it'll be different to see you know, his big mug out there in space. But he's an athletic guy, and he can he's very versatile. So I'm sure that's a big help to their defense.
Aaron, were you a little bit surprised that James Jones was available to come back to you guys? And what kind of impact do you anticipate him having, obviously, with Jordy being down?
Yeah, we need a lot of guys to pick up the slack for Jordy. He's a premier player in this league, and he did so much for us. So we need other guys to step up. And, you know, Devontae probably, you know, getting some more opportunities. James getting some opportunities. Ty and Jeff getting some opportunities. It's going to take multiple guys to try and pick up that production, and we expect those guys to step up and make some plays.
How have you guys been able to so successfully deal with injuries over the last couple of years? Is it a mindset thing? Is there a trick to it?
No, I mean, we just don't make a lot of excuses. We next guy steps up, and we expect him to play well. There's not a lot of grace period for those people. We expect them to have to be able to pick things up when somebody goes down. That's just the way coaches always you know, put expectations on guys.
Aaron, as you guys have kind of blended the receivers into that quarterback's room at times for meetings, what have you sensed the advantage, and what perks have you taken out of that structure?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's different for a quarterback because you're not getting maybe all the same types of opportunities with some receivers in there. But, you know, there's more communication. You know, those guys being on the same page with quarterback is very important, but I don't know. It's kind of yet to be seen how that all works out.
Aaron, I know there's a lot of offensive continuity on the field. Have you thought about or what's it going to be like to have Tom in your headset instead of Mike the first time Sunday?
Yeah, it'd be a different Pittsburgh dialect. You know, Mike for so many years speaks a certain way, so I learned to understand that pretty well. Tom speaks a little bit more clearer, with a little better enunciations, so that that'll be nice. But yeah, you know, Mike is he's still close to the offense, and just kind of a different voice in the head with a slightly better pronunciation.
What have you appreciated in Cobb's growth the last few years?
He's approached the most. I mean, he's a guy who really works on the little things. He's a great leader for us. He's always pushing himself to not be complacent. He comes in incredible shape every year, and then he goes out and works on his craft. You know, he watches other guys who play the position, who are playing at a high level, studies them, tries to incorporate things he sees that they do really well into his own game, and he's always communicating really well.
I think that's it on our end.
Thanks, Aaron.
Appreciate it.